The pandemic forced Songbird's Guitar Museum in downtown Chattanooga to close the doors on its operations for good last summer, but now there are new plans for that space. Reed Caldwell is executive director of the Songbirds Foundation.
Reed, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Tell us more about what's going on these days with the foundation.
In August, the Songbirds Guitar Museum, which was a separate organization, I know we have the same similar name, we're the Songbirds Foundation, they were the Songbirds Guitar Museum. Two separate organizations, we were sister organizations. The Guitar Museum closed its doors permanently in August and then donated all of the cabinetry and everything in the space, the stage and the lighting and the sound system. This is for the upstairs space at Songbirds at 35 Station Street. And we have been working to turn this into an educational and performing arts center since August, basically. We've been working with a design firm out of Cincinnati, Kramer Designs. We have an excellent design, and we are starting to fundraise and do our capital campaign right now. We've started doing some preliminary work. We built a new stage and some other stuff. But really what we're trying to do in the space is trying to create a more interactive experience for families and kids and adults. And really what we're trying to tell here is we're trying to tell how sound works. And we're using the guitar as a catalyst to tell that story. So when you walk in, there's an explanation of what sound is, talks a lot about how your hearing works and things like that. And then it gets into a little bit of the guts of the guitar history, the cultural significance of the guitar. Then it has a whole section that talks about how the guitar works. This is a STEM-based learning experience, so it's tons of science, technology, engineering, and math included in these exhibits. Basically, it's breaking down each component from the moment the sound goes in through the pickups, through the rig, through the pedals, through the amp, and out the amp, and then into your ear. So lots of great interactive displays where we talk about things like the impact of the wood that the guitar is made out of. And there's lots of blanks of different types of woods you can kind of pick up and feel like what a rosewood guitar would feel like, which is a very heavy wood. It would be a heavy guitar, probably cause some minor back problems after a while. Then there's like a display where we have an oscillator. We have a speaker that blows sound through a piece of pine, spruce, mahogany, Brazilian rosewood, or whatever. And then there's an oscillator on the opposite side that kind of shows how that sound wave is impacted by that type of wood. And we have a lot of discussion about why the wood is the way it is and why guitars are made out of these things and they're not made out of oak and stuff like that. Then we have displays that break down how pickups work. It's a lot of talk about magnets and polarity, some things you can physically do, like you can wind your own pickup there. You can wind the copper around the magnets. And there's a big, you know, big, huge 3D pickup that's broken down and you can kind of see the guts of it and how it works. A lot of discussion about, you know, there's little things you can pick up and talks about polarity of magnets and how the magnet actually directs the sound through the electronics and those things. There's amp display about how amps work and you can actually plug and play some things, kind of like build a little amp, definitely in a safe environment because amps are extremely dangerous to work on. You should not be working on your amp at home, by the way, if you don't know what you're doing. They're extremely dangerous. But, you know, this kind of walks you through a very safe way of like learning how an amp works. There's a thing about mic placement. There's these cool components that are working with companies like JHS pedals and things and Todd Sharp amps to build these displays where, you know, you've got an oscillator that shows you, you don't have like a whole row of distortions and things. And you can kind of see when you crank up the overdrive, what it does to the actual wave and why it does that. And then, of course, we have a section on Chattanooga music history. We'll have a rotating exhibit that'll rotate out every 3 to 4 months that'll be on different things. The first one we're talking about being on bluegrass, area bluegrass. But we're getting way off and branching out. We got an exhibit that we're talking about doing about punk music, really trying to kind of encapsulate some things that we haven't done in the past as Songbirds Guitar Museum. We're hoping to have some exhibits that are kind of tied around performances. So one of the ideas is to have a case, we're calling it a celebrity case, where, you know, maybe someone like Vince Gill or Joe Bonamassa or some great guitar player would come down and do a performance on the stage. They would choose 8 or 10 of our vintage guitars that we own. We still have about 300 vintage guitars in the space. Obviously, they'll not be the focus of the exhibits as much as they were. but they're still there. And we're hoping these artists will come down, pick 8 or 10 of them that they really like, that, and they can tell a story about each one, about why they picked it, why it's important. They can play a song on it. We'll film that. It will go directly into that case, and you can kind of watch little clips of them talking about it during the show and things like that. So a lot more hands-on, interactive stuff where people are, this is really focused on families, kids, but we also have some stuff like this thing where this pedal power display that we're building with JHS is something that as a guitar player at 40 years old, like I am, I really want to play with this thing as soon as it's done. It's super cool. Very cool. We're hoping to really attract some folks with that, but also really kind of create a more family-friendly environment than we had. And so that's kind of where we are with the museum.
So what used to be the performing space and guitar museum, it will become a teaching space, an exhibition space, and also a space for artists to record.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. You know, we're really focusing on it being it's a performance hall for one thing. We just built a brand new stage. The old space had a click together 4x4 stage that was great for, and you could move it, you know, if you had an event that needed that space. But we've taken that out. We put in this red oak stage. It's beautiful. And we're still going to be primarily focused on lots of concerts. We're hoping to bring back all the old favorites that we've had in the past. People like Steve Earle, and we just had so many great guitarists. We've had, you know, everyone from Jack Pearson to Kenny Vaughn. We've had great drummers. We've had all these super high end. We've had Oz Noy, John Five, who's Marilyn Manson's guitarist. We're hoping to have all these people, Sierra Hull, back again to play shows. You'll still be able to come in at night, buy a drink, and sit and watch a great show in a very close, intimate environment. But then we want to make sure that we also have an educational component where during the day a family can come in and they can really figure out how sound works. We also want to make the guitar more accessible to people. This exhibit that we're focusing on takes some of the stigma and pressure off of the guitar, if that makes sense. You know, I think that you see all these people like these fantastic guitar players, and people have said, oh, you know, the guitar is not an accessible thing for me. I can't learn this because look at these people. I can never do that. And one of the things we're hoping to kind of for this display to kind of translate into is people being able to actually physically touch a bunch of stuff, plug a guitar in, play some stuff, get a real sense of, hey, I can do this. Maybe I'm 50 years old or 60 years old and I've never played guitar, but I go to see this exhibit. I find out that, hey, I can play a D chord pretty quickly. And we also have a display that started out as a joke with the designers. We had this thing called flubbing the F chord, which was a going joke with us, which is when we're teaching kids how to play guitar, one of the things they struggle with the most is the open position F chord, because you have to hold two strings down with one finger. And kids get to that point and they're like, oh, I'm never going to be able to play this F chord. It's so hard. And so we made this joke about calling it flubbing the F chord. And we decided to actually have a display about this, which is, it's interviews we've done with people in the past talking about, and interviews with people like John Five and Steve Earle and all these great musicians talking about the times that they were just like all these kids or these people who don't play guitar. You know, at one point in their life, they were a terrible guitar player or they didn't play guitar at all. And these interviews are basically them talking about some of the licks and things that they really struggle to learn. And we're trying to humanize these guitar gods, just to say the least, where people can kind of see, hey, I can do this. So we really want it to be a cool space, an educational space, but also people will hopefully they'll take away a knowledge of how music work, how amps work, but also really that deep-seated, I can do this. I can play guitar. Because we just know how important music is. And we know that people going to see live shows, you know, there's been a bunch of studies that say it releases endorphins that help your health and things like that. But we know that music does that as well. Playing guitar, even if you're not great, just sitting and playing guitar is a great stress reliever. And we hope that people take that away from this experience as well.
It's also a reboot for the model there. Performances will be part of this, but not in the same way that the previous version of Songbirds was so dependent upon performances and took such a hit once the pandemic settled in.
Yeah. You know, the pandemic is definitely something that we're concerned about. It has had some positive impact on us because we're not in a rush at this point. We're not in a rush to get this exhibit up. We have plenty of time. We've been working on it since last August to really research and make sure this is the right thing, that we're saying the right things and teaching the right things. So it's given us a little bit of a breathing room to kind of step back from everything, say, hey, here's some stuff from Songbirds Guitar Museum that was just amazing. And they did a lot of amazing stuff there. They had great shows. They had the players' experience where you could come and play guitars. They were a huge catalyst for the music scene, and we want to make sure that we continue those traditions that they started. Like, we want to make sure we have great shows, people can come. We will have players experience where people, if they want to come and play the vintage guitars, they're there, they can play them. There's places to see them. There will still be cool guitars. I know people were freaking out that there weren't going to be any guitars. As a person who's physically moved every single guitar in that space numerous times at this point, I can promise you that there is plenty of guitars. You will not be dissatisfied with the amount of guitars that are there. So we hope to continue a lot of those great traditions that those guys did. They did some amazing work there. But we also want to add that educational piece where we're really focusing on, hey, let's teach some science. Let's teach some engineering and math. And some technology really kind of encapsulated and told through the lens of the guitar. So that's kind of where we are right now. We hope that the pandemic is under control enough that sometime in September, we can open our doors and start having shows at least. Possibly we'll be able to do something before that. Maybe we'll have an outdoor concert or something in the summer. But we really want to make sure that we are, you know, being safe and that we are not being a catalyst for the pandemic and making it worse. We want to make sure that when we open that it's safe for people to come and sit and enjoy a show and not worry like, oh, am I gonna get sick here? And we want to make sure that we cover those things. So we're not in a rush. And right now we're just doing fundraising for this and we're starting to build some stuff. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and see a lot of this progress as we've been posting pictures of the new stage and of the new guitar. I don't even know what to call it. This big, massive rack that we have in the vault that's full of guitars now. It's a 5-tier, holds 280 guitars rack. It's massive. Things like that. You can follow us on Instagram at Songbirds Foundation on Instagram.
And beyond the social media platforms, if they want more information, where else can they go online?
So there's several things. You can go to songbirdsfoundation.org and you can find out all about our Guitars for Kids program. We're going to be revamping that website pretty soon to include the museum. It doesn't really have a lot of information on that right now, but it will soon. Best place to get up-to-the-minute updates about the museum space is Instagram and Facebook. Both of those are at Songbirds Foundation. You can also sign up for our e-newsletter. You can do that at songbirdsfoundation.org. We send out a monthly update about what's going on with pictures and things like that. We also will send out, at some point, we'll send out a fall concert schedule. Hopefully we'll have some of the great people that everyone knows and loves come back around, play some shows. So we're excited to kind of get things back up and running, and hopefully we'll get some semblance of normalcy back in the near future.
All right, Reed, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.